For an apprentice, a summer at Powerhouse provides a theatrical working experience that will inform the rest of their career.
This year's apprentice will perform Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors and Euripides' Medea and more, including special presentations and the After Gallery, a sound-painted dance theater piece by Mark Lindberg.
It sounds like a unimaginably busy and varied summer for any theater student, and we have some folks here now to help shine a spotlight on what's happening and what apprentices do and what the season is like for them. Tom Paceo, it is Paceo?
Yes, it is.
I meant to ask. Tom Paceo is the education director for the Powerhouse Apprentice Company. This is Tom's sixth summer in that job during the academic year. Tom is on the acting faculty at Cap 21 Musical Theater Conservatory, where he also serves as the industry practicum director, which is one of the cooler titles.
Oh, thank you.
I've come across, yes, the industry practicum director.
Yeah.
At your service.
And Emily Mendelson is a theater director based in New York, Los Angeles, and Kampala. She was a 2010-2011 Fulbright Fellow in Uganda.
Underachiever.
Yeah, yeah. Her work has been presented in Uganda, Rwanda, South Africa, and Lithuania. She earned her MFA in directing from Cal Arts and teaches at Vassar's Powerhouse Theater Program.
I'm coming from Lithuania now, Poughkeepsie. We're also joined by Angela, Dumlau. Thank you very much. Angela Dumlau is a Vassar student and Powerhouse directing apprentice. And Max Friedlich is a playwriting apprentice. Tom, Emily, Angela, and Max, I thank you very much for joining us.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. Let us begin with you, Tom, of what this program is like and what it seems like it's a lot to herd.
Yeah, it's a pleasure herding, though. It is a lot of logistics to organize because there's a professional theater company here and then a complete training program, which I think sets it apart from other summer programs that are similar to it in theory. So there is now, in the time that I've been here, a company of teachers that comes up every year and a curriculum that we've been developing that is important to us to deliver, along with performance opportunities and integration with professional artists, whether from stage and film or people that we invite up to campus.
It's interesting because, we frequently talk to the people at Tanglewood and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And within the musical genre, they have pretty much the same thing, yes, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Where they have the Tanglewood fellows and they come up and they have faculty, who teach them. It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the things that I find interesting about all of this is that it reminds me of the comparison I heard of the New York Times years ago, which was you have this multi-billion-dollar corporations putting out this newspaper. They have news bureaus all over the world. They have this incredible technology and satellite program so that the news can be brought down. But at the end, in the absolute end, it relies on a kid on a bike making sure that it hits your doorstep. And not as much now as then, but in other words, this place wouldn't be able to run without these students.
Absolutely not, in so many ways. But in what you're talking about, that it's up to them to carry everything forward that we're pouring into them over these 6 weeks and beyond. Hopefully it inspires them to ask questions that we haven't asked. But it is, theater is just a culture of tradition. So no matter what lessons you plan or opportunities you provide, it really is in their hands once we hand it to them.
Did you ever have to send anybody home for bad behavior?
Absolutely.
Is this true?
It is true.
Could you give us a case study?
This is exactly what I'd love to highlight in this moment. There's discipline that's involved with this. And if people don't take it seriously and don't want to commit to being places on time, especially if they're investigating a profession that has that as a very high standard, it's important. And we have a real serious talk about their commitment to the program. You're either all in or you can get out.
Bravo. Great answer.
Thank you.
Let us begin with Emily Mendelson and find out how she came to this program. As we mentioned, Emily is a theater director based in New York. What brought you here?
I came here actually in 2002 teaching a weekend workshop on downtown New York theater. And through that relationship with Ed and with the program, continued to come back and About 6 years ago, I entered graduate school and began traveling to Rwanda and studying witness and how art can participate in peace building, and have been working the past 6 years to bring that conversation into Powerhouse and into this program.
So you are a so you're teaching directing mostly?
Directing, and I'm leading a conversation on arts and civics where we've been bringing in artists whose work is engaged in attempting to enact civic transformations, and inviting them in to talk about their work.
So when you, I'm sorry, Joe, but when you teach directing, Emily, what's, I mean, many of us are sitting by the radio right now saying, okay, so you teach directing. What are you teaching them to do?
Well, we have a, I'm partnered with another directing teacher, so she tends to look at how to make choices shaping space and time, and my work is in internalizing a script.
What does that mean? I'm sorry.
Yeah. How to... read a play, understand the event, the simple story that's being told, and what it means to you, and develop the vocabulary to communicate that to a team of performers and designers.
So, Angela, you are one of the students. You are a directing student.
Yes, I am a directing
student. So you are taking the knowledge that she is providing and using it. So what is that like for you?
Well,
you're soaking it up like a sponge, aren't you?
I'm definitely doing that. I do take script analysis with Emily, and I'm also taking composition with Tomi. And using both of those classes, we take that classroom knowledge and apply it to the projects that we have. I recently, we had a site-specific play series last week, and I actually directed Max's play, and what I learned in my first few weeks here, I absolutely applied to that performance. Mm-hmm. So I definitely am soaking it up like a sponge as I'm trying to, I hope to pursue directing in my future, and that's what I'm doing at Vassar as well. So,
what does site-specific mean?
Well, I think Max can speak more to this, but they had an assignment to write a play specifically about in a location on campus. So being inspired by that location, they wrote a play around it, and then us directing apprentices were assigned to direct them.
Did she ever say to you, did Emily ever say to you, don't do that?
I don't think she's ever used those words.
Anything like it?
I think, no. I would say that Emily encourages us to, she never shuts down any ideas. I think she just encourages us, pushes us farther in, if we need to be pushed farther in one direction. Not necessarily, I've never heard don't do that from Emily's lips to me.
So Max, they give you a site. They say site specific, and you choose...
I chose the parking lot between two dorms.
Okay, and why did you choose that particular site?
It had multiple like levels. So there was like a top layer, and then it kind of sloped down. So it had this cool sort of compositional element. And I was hoping that my director would be able to do a lot with that. And I was lucky enough to get Angela, who did an amazing job. But I also liked that there was a lamppost right in the middle, very central. It's
so
a beautiful site.
How does that inform the work that you write?
The original assignment had to do with three characters and how they exited and entered a scene. So it was two characters on stage, and then a third character enters, and then one of the original characters leaves, and so on and so forth. So the site allowed for a lot of easy entrances and exits. But I'm from New York City, and the site made me think of Central Park, so I ended up writing a story about Central Park.
Awesome. How long?
How long was the piece?
Yeah.
I think it ended up being about 5 1/4 pages.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Emily, could you just take 1 second to talk about the relationship between the playwright and the director? Is that a contentious relationship?
No, I don't think necessarily. It's...
We've talked to people who are directors who say that there have been... cases in which they have said to the playwright, get out of here.
Well, I think you're there to serve the same story. difference of point of view and of experience can be this thing that wakes the story up even deeper.
But in the end, the director's in charge.
I like to think so.
And for the two of you, both Angela and Max, of what it is like, what you're getting from this opportunity. So after this program, you do what?
Well, as soon as this program ends, both of us are going to be in New York working on my play at the New York Fringe Festival. I hired Angela to be an assistant director, assistant stage manager on it after, I think, 2 days of knowing her.
Yeah, we kind of became best friends on the first day of the program and have been ever since.
So anyway, we're going to be in the Cherry Lane Theater in New York City working on that.
How long will that last, the play?
Well, the way the Fringe works is you get 5 performances at these really random dates. So it'll just be 5 performances sometime between August 11th and August 26th.
That's really cool. And then after that, you'll write more plays, I assume.
Well, first I have to apply to college, but then, yes, hopefully write more plays.
How old are you?
17.
Jeez.
Whoa.
Right?
Man. Wow. All right. So, well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So, Tom, you got to be proud. That's very cool.
It's very cool. I mean, I think that's really just a testament to what this whole program is about and the community that's here this summer. I mean, New York Stage and Film celebrates relationships that exist before they get here. Then they also throw professionals in a room together to see what kind of collaboration accidents happen there. And I think we start that process now. For all we know, Max and Angela will be a team for the ages. And that has happened often in this program, and
that's amazing.
Is inspiring.
So where are you going to school? Do you know?
I go to Vassar.
Oh, you go to, oh, that's right, you're a Vassar student.
Yeah, I'm going to be a senior this upcoming fall.
Okay. So do you have any interest in Vassar, or where are you going?
Definitely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Okay. Cool. So, and how do they sign you up? Like, are they recruiting you, or how does this work?
No, not at all. I actually was speaking to a friend who did an engineering program at a school, and he was saying how he got the pitch, like, every day. They, like, had 20 minutes of talking about the school. I mean, I think Vassar kind of speaks for itself. I mean, it's a beautiful campus. For someone interested in theater, it's like Theater City. There's tons of theaters. There's a very active theater community, so no recruitment necessary, really.
And you'll make your decision
at some point.
All right. To learn more about the Apprentice Program, little cagey there, Max. To learn about the Apprentice Program,
meaning if he gets into Harvard and Vassar, what's he going to do?
Explore your options. Time, stick it. So, are you going to go somewhere in the fall?
How do you mean?
Are you going to go somewhere, some college in the fall?
Or no. I have to finish high school first.
Oh, jeez.
Another
okay.
year.
Yeah.
Man.
And where are you doing that?
At Friends Seminary in New York City.
Sure.
Cool. To learn more about the Apprentice Program, no, Joe, I have to finish high school first before I go on and take over the world. To learn more about the Apprentice Program, before I win my Tony, I have to finish high school. To learn more about the Apprentice Program at New York Stage and Film and Vassar College's Powerhouse Theater at powerhouse.vassar.edu/apprentices. Tom, Emily, Angela, Max, I thank you very much. Angela and Max, I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And Tom and Emily, congratulations on your great work.
Thank you
very
much.
You're listening to the Roundtables live broadcast from Poughkeepsie, New York on WAMC Northeast Public Radio.